21st Century Fox, that's Fox News' parent company, has settled a lawsuit with former anchor Gretchen Carlson for $20 million. It's been just 2 months since Carlson sued now former Fox News chairman Roger Ailes for sexual harassment. 21st Century Fox also issued a statement today apologizing to Carlson for how she was treated at the network. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has more on the story. He's with us from New York. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, a lot of incredible things about this settlement, including that apology that we mentioned. Give us more details about what we know about the settlement with Gretchen Carlson.
So the settlement's $20 million bucks. Of course, it's a note that rankles some of Carlson's supporters, that he actually received a payout of at least $40 million himself to walk away when the Murdoch family, which runs 21st Century Fox, wanted him gone. But that said, this is a huge payout. I've been trying to contact lawyers and law professors who deal with sexual harassment cases, and there are few, if any, settlements out of court that reach this level. And the apology, too, is pretty forthright. I want to quote briefly from it. They go out of their way to praise her, saying during her tenure at Fox News, Gretchen exhibited the highest standards of journalism and professionalism. We are proud she was part of the Fox News team. And they go on to say, we sincerely regret and apologize for the fact that Gretchen was not treated with the respect and dignity that she and all of our colleagues deserve. I've got to tell you, the lawyer who represented Gretchen Carlson said to me, she's never gotten this kind of money, but also never gotten this kind of apology from someone she's has essentially been suing before.
And I assume that now that we've got this settlement, we're not going to be hearing much more from Gretchen Carlson about this, including there was some talk that she had tapes of being harassed by Roger Ailes.
Well, more than talk. She clearly had direct transcripts of almost every instance that she cited in her lawsuit. I want to be clear, the suit was filed against Roger Ailes individually, but Fox News needed to step in and make this go away. And this is how they were able to do it, also an effort to show that this was a change in culture, something that she cites, and it says that she appreciates that 21st Century Fox did there, notably in her remarks, while she said she wants to move on and serve as an inspiration and a supporter of women in the workplace. She doesn't praise Fox News at all in this. She praises 21st Century Fox for its actions after her complaint was filed.
Well, and does this go away, David? Because there are a number of other women who have also said they were sexually harassed by Roger Ailes.
Right. So 24 women, more or less, have come forward and participated, cooperated with the legal review that was instituted by 21st Century Fox in July in the wake of the Carlson lawsuit. Most of those complaints appear to be about Roger Ailes, although others may be complaining about sexual harassment at the hands of other colleagues at Fox News. In this instance, I can confirm that, or I have had sources confirm for me, that two other complaints raised by women during this suit and during this review have been settled by Fox News and 21st Century Fox. They were allegations that happened within the statute of limitations of them filing a civil claim in court about this. Other allegations appear to have predated the statute of limitations. Therefore, they wouldn't themselves have legal basis to sue.
I want to ask you about another big story at Fox News today that happened almost, or was announced almost at the exact moment that we learned about the Gretchen Carlson settlement, which is that another big name at the network is leaving. Let's listen here to Greta Van Susteren.
It's a Trump's life, and it's a special on the record. You will hear from Melania and Ivanka Trump. Yes, Donald Trump's wife and older daughter. They are the two women who know Trump better than anyone else.
Now, that's a voice that people who watch Fox News know very well. She's been at the network for a long time, host of On the Record. Britt Hume is going to come in and replace her. But what's happening here with Greta Van Susteren?
Well, she posted a statement on her Facebook page today saying Fox has not felt like a home to me for a few years. She said she exercised what's called an out clause, allowing her to get out of her contract, even though she has said publicly that she has a long-term contract in place. And another source told me that this was a dispute about money, indicating that Greta Van Susteren had asked for more money above her current rate of pay and that Fox didn't want to pay it. I must say that it does come the same morning as all this takes place. You know, she was one of the most avid defenders of Roger Ailes when Carlson first filed her suit in early July. She said to me, or excuse me, she said on the record, I don't like it when I think someone is being falsely accused or wrong. She pointed out that she had been a lawyer for many years. She said, this one's wrong wrong based on my experience. She called Carlson disgruntled and said she didn't get her contract renewed, and therefore the timing is suspicious. She said that part to the New York Times. You know, these are very strong statements just trying to, in a sense, undercut and discredit Carlson. There were others who did so at Fox to defend Ailes, but, you know, what Greta Van Susteren did was seen as kind of indefensible and insupportable given the wave of women who came forward offering extremely similar narrative spanning decades but also having taken place in recent years, including apparently Megyn Kelly, the most prominent female at the network herself.
And I have to say, when I saw that Greta Van Susteren said she wants to stay in broadcasting, you know, and this is pure speculation, but you put together this with some of the other stories out there about how, you know, if Donald Trump doesn't win the presidency, he's going to get together with Roger Ailes and Steve Bannon of Breitbart and put together a new right-wing network. And I don't know, maybe we'll see Greta there. We can't confirm any of that, David. I'm just putting it out there because just piecing together a lot of different stories about this ongoing saga at Fox News that have been going on. David Folkenflik of NPR, thank you so much.
You bet.